August 5th. Jesus says, "This wrath of the nations is the premonitory sign of my wrath, for so it must happen. A painful hour, poor sons and daughters of mine who undergo it, but it is inevitable that it should exist, because everything must be fulfilled, of good and evil, on earth before my hour comes. Then I will say enough, and come as a judge and king, to take up the kingdom of earth as well, and judge the sins and merits of man." When in the book of John you read the words "the hour for judging the dead," you think it refers to those who have already passed on, perhaps centuries ago, to other spheres of a mystery which will become known only when one is introduced into it. Yes, death means the transmigration of the soul to other zones different from the earth. But there is a vaster sense in the words of John. The dead he speaks of may also be alive, according to the flesh, but in reality in the eyes of whoever sees, be among the dead. They are the thoroughly dead, for there will be no resurrection for them. Dead to God, eternally they will never have the good of possessing life, that is, God, for God is eternal life. In the same way with a meaning vaster than can be conveyed by mere words, the prophets, servants, and saints John speaks about under those three titles, include in veiled fashion, all the creatures who have succeeded in living in the Spirit. How many humble old women, poor sons and daughters, simple men without learning, and illiterate women unknown to the masses, are concealed and comprehended in the words prophets, servants, and saints. If they were pointed out to the world, it would laugh at them. But in truth I tell you that one of these poor ones, according to the flesh, is more of a prophet, servant, and saint of mine than a proud person of learning, someone who is greatly vain, or a minister of mine himself in whom, what makes people saints in my eyes is lacking. To be able to live according to my word, and do my will with constant faith, charity, and hope. My smile for my blessed ones in the hour of my coming as king and judge will ignite a sun seven times brighter than the ordinary sun, and my heavens will shine by it, while the angelic choirs sing the praises of me and my servants, whose virtues making them my sons and daughters in that hour, will be proclaimed by me, over against the foolish, blind world. But for those who are not such, and especially for those who by their action, have led the earth and the weak of the earth to perdition, my glance will be a thunderbolt plummeting into the abyss, for it is inevitable that evil should exist, but eternally cursed are those who become servants and administrators of evil. Footnote. This is Jesus' commentary for me on Revelation 11:17-18. August 5.